The economy may dominate many elections this fall, but ask Leah Vukmir to describe a top legislative accomplishment during her 8 years in the state assembly, and she says it's her work to raise the cap on the number of taxpayer-funded school voucher students in Milwaukee. Vukmir says if her longtime friend, Scott Walker, becomes governor, she'd like to help him expand the controversial voucher program again.
If I could wave my magic wand, of course, I believe that choices and options should be for all children in the state of Wisconsin, but we have to work where we are and with the finances and the fundings that we have currently, but certainly expanding it right now immediately in Milwaukee County would be a great first step.
Vukmir's opponent, incumbent Senator Jim Sullivan, says during his 4 years at the state capitol, he's proud of several measures, including a crackdown on drunk driving,
which not only included some treatment dollars, but also had some serious sanctions for repeat offenders.
Sullivan also says he was a key force behind bills on the transparency of health care costs, a tax cut for individual retirement accounts, and regulation of payday lending. Liberal groups and some newspaper editorial writers wanted some of the bills to be stronger, but by and large, left-of-center groups have gotten behind Sullivan for next month's election, while political conservatives have thrown their support to Leah Vukmir. A look at the abortion issue provides an easy case study. Vukmir says she opposes abortion in all circumstances, including rape and incest.
Look, I've been pro-life. I was pro-life yesterday, pro-life today, I'll be pro-life tomorrow. I'm a nurse. My entire career revolves around protecting, sustaining, preserving life.
Senator Sullivan says he personally opposes abortion, but wouldn't support additional state restrictions.
I think it's a very private kind of matter, and I think there are some things that government is simply not well equipped to weigh in on.
It's another health issue, medical marijuana, that earned Representative Vukmir a lot of media coverage last year. At a legislative hearing, she was scolded by a health care patient for claiming the bill was just a smokescreen for those wanting widespread legalization of pot.
I find that so offensive. With all due respect, I find that very, very offensive to every single patient in this room.
Vukmir says she remembers the hearing and hasn't changed her mind.
If that bill really truly was about medical marijuana, it'd be one thing, but the authors, I think, clearly were intent on pushing that bill forward as a legalization of marijuana.
The marijuana bill never made it to the Senate, but Senator Sullivan says Vukmir's remarks last year were glaring.
In terms of its lack of empathy for people suffering, and frankly, particularly coming from somebody with a background in healthcare and as a nurse, was a somewhat of a shocking statement.
The fifth state Senate race does include differences of opinion on the economy, too, with Sullivan praising a recent tax credit law and touting his efforts to help UW-Milwaukee move some operations to the district. Vukmir is blasting the combined reporting requirement for businesses. The first debate between Leah Vukmir and Jim Sullivan is scheduled for tonight in Wauwatosa. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.